Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, hello, and welcome. And this is Tim the Overseer. We're on the air live. Amen. About to discuss the end time events that are currently going on in the world. Amen. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living. It's a blessing to be here. It is most of all a blessing to be a child of the Most High God. And I was thinking about that earlier today when I was at the store. I was just thinking to myself how much of a blessing it is to be called a king's kid. I was just thinking about that today. I said it's a blessing to be alive, but more so, it's a blessing to be a saint of God. It's a blessing to be saved, because when I think about the word saved, I think about the word safe. And
come on.
I think about how safe we are. Amen, brother. How you doing? Amen.
Yeah,
how you
right,
doing?
Doc. All
right. Right now. Glad you're on. Glad you're on, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was thinking about security.
These
are things that when I think of salvation, and I think about when God called Israel out of Egypt, he saved them. He delivered them. He put them into safety. He moved them far away from Egypt. And they were safe. They was a safe place. They were secure.
Yes,
and
sir.
A lot of times, and the reason why I'm having this discussion early on, I'll let the brother say a prayer.
That's all right. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Amen. We're going to get
go ahead, brother.
Word. But the reason why I think about that, because I can't help but to think about where we are today in this world. People need to know that we are on the verge of Christ returning any moment. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we could be out of here before or by September this year.
Come
the
on.
Church could be called home. We are waiting.
Woo.
We've been waiting for this moment. Amen. It is a blessing to be alive. If you are saved and a child of God, we have no fear. There is nothing to fear because we are saved. We
Amen.
Will not go through the great tribulation.
That's
Amen.
Right,
bro. Let me say that again. Let me say it again.
Go ahead.
Make sure y'all heard me. And hear me right. We shall not, we will not go through the great tribulation. Amen?
That's right.
Amen.
All Amen.
Glory to the Most High God. I thank him for salvation. I thank him for saving my soul. I thank him for moving me out of harm's way, putting me into safety, delivering me from a tormented hell and
the burning
lake of fire.
Hallelujah.
Of all eternity. Hallelujah, brother. I thank him for
Hallelujah.
Delivering the things. There are people still getting saved today. So many people
yes,
turned
sir.
To Christ before all this is said and done. People are searching and looking for this. This is what people are looking for. They're looking for a way. I said, man, how can I escape what is coming? And the so-called elite, the people who are hiding behind the curtains that are in communication with Lucifer himself. They are in communication with the devil, with fallen angels and demons. They're high connection, and they are actually in communication with
yes,
these
sir.
Wicked spirits in high places. And what they intend to do, amen, that they think that this is going to be a reset. They think this is going to be a start over. They think it's going to be a new world order, but it's going to be very, very short-lived. Amen? Very,
yes,
very short-lived. It's not going to be what they think. It's not going to go on for another 1,000 years or 700
no.
years.
No.
No, Christ is tired. It's been 6,000 years, and the Messiah is going to come back. And we know, according to the book of Revelation, I know the scholars have debated for many years. We talked about it in class when I used to take this eschatology course.
Yeah.
How the scholars have debated how long the Great Tribulation would be. Some speculate that it would be hundreds of years, longer than 7 years, but no. What people don't understand is that the demons that are locked away in hell, I remember
right.
reading the book of Enoch. Amen. Remember reading the book of Enoch and how God had he wouldn't permit Satan to have those demons. They were so wicked. Now, remember what demons are. Demons are the seed, the children, the spirits, the souls of fallen angels, the 200 angels that came to earth and they made it with women, and they made these Nephilim.
Yes,
Nephilim
sir.
Is what they call them. They were giants.
Sir.
They were like super beings, superhuman. Amen. I don't know if they could fly through the sky like Superman. I don't know. But they were pretty powerful. They had great strength, great wisdom, great knowledge that they had gotten from the fallen angels, their fathers. But God said, no, I will not permit you, Satan, to have access to these demons. These demons were so wicked, so evil that they would not be able to roam. Now, he allowed some of them, but according to the book of Enoch, no, he didn't allow these demons to be free. They were so wicked.
Yeah.
I happen to believe, and this is just my personal belief, I happen to believe that once Christ come back, I was just thinking about this today, once the trumpets blow, the dead in Christ shall rise.
Yes.
And those who are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with the Lord forevermore.
Come on.
We're going to be out of it. The church is going to be gone. We won't be
gone.
Here.
Gone.
That's why the Bible says in the gates of hell should not prevail against God and his church. Amen. The church will be out of here.
Yes, sir.
Once we are gone, once we are taken out of this world.
Hallelujah.
Those demons, I believe, those evil demons that have been locked away for thousands and thousands of years. So you can only imagine, man, they can't wait to get free and cut up.
They can't
They're
wait.
They're going to be released. Amen. They can't wait, brother. They can't
That's right.
wait. They got 7 years. Now, they say right now, it's funny because a few years ago when I was on the air, I was telling you all, because they say it's about 7.3 billion people on the planet. That's what they were saying before 2020, about around that time, about 7.3 billion. And I said, no, I believe it's more close to 8 billion. I said, we may even be over 8 billion. Now they're saying there's 7.8 billion people on the planet.
Yep.
That's what they're saying, 7.8 billion people. And in my personal opinion, I believe it's a little over 8 billion. And there's
mm-hmm.
a reason I believe that, because they can't calculate everybody. There's no way, because there are people that's not on the grid. I see people
that's right.
homeless walking down the street. They've been home. My brother said some of these people been like that since. I said, you serious? Said, yeah, I've been knowing some of these guys. They've been like that. I said, these guys, I said, how do they live? If all they do is drink and do drugs, who take it? They live out on the street, homeless people. There's a guy. I saw one of my classmates in the store. He was telling me about a guy that we played football with, played sports with, grew up with, how this guy's been homeless for a long time,
wow.
for over 20 years. I said, really? And this is a guy that we couldn't believe because he was a good athlete. And this guy was projected to go to the NFL, but, you know, when he got there, something happened. He didn't last long. I think he got injured or something. But the guy's in Dallas, he's on the street. He's homeless on
Come
the street.
On.
He's on drugs.
Yeah.
The reason why I say that, because pretty much it's almost near impossible for them to calculate to the teeth exactly how many people's on this planet. That's why I say I happen to believe that it may be just over 8 billion people. The point that I'm making is when Christ called the church home,
yes, sir,
those evil demons, Lord have mercy, and trust me, pray for people. Pray for those who are on drugs. This world, they say now, over 20% of the people, the youth, is on drugs. That's a high number. That
Come
number
on.
Could probably double in the next 5 or 10 years. Pray for people who are on drugs. Pray for people who are on alcohol, any type of substance abuse. Now they tell me they got a new drug. I say, Lord have mercy. This stuff just can't be. This is some new drug they got. I was talking about on the news yesterday. Some type
fentanyl,
of drug that they
fentanyl.
No, it's something else. It's something else now, brother. They got something else. The world's gone crazy. They got something
crazy.
Else. That's out here. I said, Lord have mercy. Pray for those who are sick and shut in, who are in the prisons. Pray for those who are in the hospitals. Pray for our world. Saints, we got
yeah.
to come together and pray for more salvation. We got to pray that more deliverance, because once Christ comes back to get the church, it's too late. Those who are sick in the hospital who don't know Christ, those who are shut in the prisons, prison walls that don't know Christ, those that are on the streets, Lord have mercy. A lot of these cities like L.A., Maryland, New York, look like zombies. They're some of these folks look like zombies just out here Zone out. Maybe like zombies.
Lord.
I see this stuff on YouTube. And they got, I'm telling you, they got a film of people who are on drugs so bad. They on fentanyl and heroin so bad. They like they dead on the street. They have to go down and tap them and slap them in the head or slap them on the face just to make them wake up. They feel like they just lying. I'm talking about in. I'm talking about on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
In broad daylight.
It's
just
bad,
laying
man.
There as if they're dead.
It's
we
bad.
Got to pray, folks. Family, we got to pray for these people in the world because don't you know the Satan and the devil, they are at the portals. They're at the gates. They're waiting
yes, they are.
For the Holy
yes,
Spirit.
They
all they're waiting for is for the Holy Spirit to step back and say, it's out of my hands. That's it. Once they're set loose, those demons are going to possess a lot of people. That's where
yeah.
your zombieism is going to come from. A lot of people are going to be possessed with demons. And
yeah.
these folks who are, see, just like the brother said, I mean, the brother talked, he told me, he said, when you take them drugs and alcohol, that opens up a gate, a portal to your soul. And don't you know that them demons are going to be able to enter into these folks that's on drugs and on alcohol?
Yes, Lord.
And when those demons enter and take over those people's souls and folks, it's going to be horrible.
It's going to be horrible.
It's going to be horrible. The military already is tied up. They are ramping up. For Donald Trump just tweeted within the past couple of weeks, they're mad at him.
Yeah.
A lot of folks in the USA is mad at Trump. He tweeted World War III. They said that
that's
he's trying to
put
this.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he tweeted. You can look it up on YouTube. It's on the internet. It just says WW3. That's all he tweeted. And the USA is mad at him. A lot of people in America is mad at him because they're saying he's trying to incite World War III. He ain't got to incite anything. He's stating.
No,
he ain't got to.
It's already
amen.
Put
he
out.
Ain't got to incite. He's stating the obvious. You got to understand the people who are billionaires, these folks know what's about to happen. They have access to these bunkers that run them. They got so many bunkers in cities in America. They said all over the world, these governments got them. Underground bunkers, underground
yeah.
cities. You know who got access to them? The
yes,
so-called
sir.
Elite. The top richest people in the world. The billionaires, the multi-billionaires, the multi-millionaires, people worth hundreds of millions of dollars. They can pay for certain one of their family members to go to these places. I'm sure that you got to have some type of ticket or some type of access. That's why I could never understand why do these wealthy people keep getting wealthier and wealthier. That movie is called 2012. It's about the end of the world, basically.
Yeah.
The end of the world, but it's about the cataclysm that's going to happen on this planet. And it's
yes,
kind of like a end of the world type movie. And they were saying how you have to have a certain ticket, and so many people got so many pages, a call like a text message. It was a page to the cell phone or on the computer saying, it's time. That's how they knew,
yes,
hey, you bought your ticket. The tickets were so expensive. I can't remember how much money. They was in the millions of dollars, probably hundreds of millions. It was so expensive for these tickets that this one guy, he was a billionaire. He could only afford, like, I think a couple of his kids and himself. And his wife or something was left out. And it was so crazy because she was his latter wife. She was a younger woman. She was not the mother of his children. But anyway, when this stuff happened, Donald Trump sent that message because he knows something. These people
yes,
know something. That's all
yes,
it is.
Sir.
He's not exciting war. The war's already here. The war, this is prophesied through the Bible for thousands
Come
of
on,
years.
Come on, preacher. What's
this
the Bible
ain't got nothing
say?
To do with Donald Trump. We
no.
are all where we're supposed to be. Elder Bazaar, the watchman on the wall, Tim the overseer, everybody on this planet is where they're supposed to be. We are
yes,
part
sir.
Of this. Just like we are preaching this gospel, we're not inciting a war. We're telling you that it's inevitable. War is coming, and we are simply telling you how to avoid it. We're simply telling you how can you miss this thing. You got
Come
to
on.
Miss it. The only way for you to miss what's coming to this world.
Ooh,
and you know what? I don't care if you're the richest man on this earth. You still not going to miss what's coming to this earth, to this world.
Come on.
The great tribulation is going to touch every soul that's left on this earth.
Yeah.
The only way that you can escape is through salvation, through the blood of Christ. That's
Come
it.
On, preacher.
Revelation 5 said it. The lamb that was the, let me go there real quick. Before I do, I'm going to let the brother say a prayer.
No, go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Preach. Preach the word.
Amen. Amen. Brother said, preach the word. Amen. Watch this. Revelation 5. Got to show you this. Man, don't y'all know this stuff has been, man, this new world order, they've been doing new world order since Nimrod.
Come on.
Nimrod and them was the first one to implement the new world order on this planet.
Yes,
other than Satan. Satan did the first one in the garden. He unleashed it. He set it loose. And then the next one came, Nimrod.
Yes,
and
sir.
So that joking around, man, there's some evil people. They were doing human sacrifice long time ago.
Come on, preacher.
Man, they are
Tell
human
it.
Sacrificing. They're sacrificing so many cows. My brother was talking about that. Millions of cows per day. That is insane. That's part of sacrifice. These folks are sacrificing to these demons. Now watch this. Revelation 5. I want to show you some Revelation 5.
Go ahead. Work with it.
Amen. Amen. I'm sorry, verse 5. Revelation 5, verse 5. It says, And one of the elders said unto me, this is John. They told John, John, weep not. Behold, here we go. Amen. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed. Did you see that? He prevailed. In other words, we don't have to die. We don't have to go to the lake of fire. Amen. We don't have to go to the lake of fire. We got it made. Amen. We made it, brother. And because Christ prevailed, meaning that you don't have to also go through the great tribulation.
Come on.
Man, look at that. This is why I was talking about being saved earlier in the show and what salvation is about.
Yes.
He said that he had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof, the seven seals judgment. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb. And watch this. As it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of Yahweh, sent forth into all the earth.
Yeah.
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of oil, which are the prayers of the saints.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm here to tell you that we're going to be in heaven
before long.
You won't have to worry about no more pain, no more suffering, getting up to go to your job that you don't like, dealing with people that you don't like, people who are mean and ugly to you because you walk different than they walk, because you ain't acting the way they act, you don't talk the way they talk. Man, I had to deal with that last year.
Amen.
Watch what verse 9 says. And they sang a new song, praying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain. Amen. That's the blood of the Lamb.
Right.
And hath redeemed us to God by the blood. Oh, my gosh. Out of every kingdom and tongue and people and nation. I got to stop right there. Anybody that say that the church is not going to be in heaven during the Great Tribulation, something. First of all, I happen to believe that it's hard for me to believe that they're reading from the same book, that they're even saved. It's hard for me to believe that because we see right here in verse 9, Watch this. Verse 9, let me break it down. It says, for thou was slain. Who know that Christ was slain? The church do.
Yes.
After Christ was, after he'd been crucified, he was his death, burial, and resurrection. The church after him, we knew that he had died on the cross for our sins.
Come on,
we knew he had been slain.
Yes.
And has redeemed us. Now watch this. The angels in heaven, now remember, this is in heaven. This ain't on earth that this is said. This is the saints witnessing Christ, saying
he
was slain and had redeemed us. The angels ain't gonna say that Christ redeemed us. Come on now, talk to me. Christ ain't gonna say that. That's not what Christ gonna. I mean, I'm sorry, not Christ. The angels not gonna say that. I'm sorry.
That's right.
The angels not gonna say that we have been redeemed. The angels are already in heaven. They don't need to be redeemed. They're already safe. They are saved by the throne of God and before the Holy Spirit. So there's only the angels in heaven. That's all he made. The four beasts. The four beasts don't need to be redeemed. Amen.
Yeah.
That ain't who he's talking to. So know when you see the word us, U-S, in the Bible, who is it talking to? It's always referring to the children of God, those that have been redeemed by God. This is what he's talking to. Redeem us to who? Yahweh. By the blood. Now, we all know that when you have been redeemed by the blood, we all know that they're talking about the church. Amen?
Amen.
We all know. So, watch this. And here it is, because we know that the church came after Israel. So it says out of every kindred. So it's not talking about just the children of Israel. It's talking about those who are engrafted into salvation.
Yes,
out of every kindred and tongue. You remember when they said Pentecost? Amen. When they spoke in various different tongues. Amen. You do the research on that. It wasn't just any tongue. It was different nations. It was recognizable. Amen. But some folks, see, I don't understand Spanish. If you speak Spanish, I don't understand it. You speak Chinese, I don't understand. You speak in the African dialect, I don't understand. You speak in French, I don't understand it. Amen. So that could be a different type of tongue. Amen. Now,
amen.
It says, and people and nation. So now we're talking about the different nations of the world and people. This ain't just talking about the children of Israel. So who is it talking about? The church.
Church.
Amen. For the past 2,000 years. Now watch what verse 10 says. And has made us unto our king and priest, and we shall reign on the earth. What is it talking about right there?
Woo.
Christ has made us, amen, king and priest. We're going to be kingship on the earth. So you
know
all these folks that rule the land, like these different presidents in the past that have ruled, people who are kings and queens on the earth that are ruled. Amen. People who have authority on the earth, that's what we're going to have when we come back with Christ after the great tribulation. The church is going to reign with Christ for how long? For 1,000 years. Amen. 1,000. Now, what was verse 11 said? And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders. Amen. Let us say amen.
Amen.
Said, I beheld. John said, I saw him. See, John came before the church. Amen.
Yes, sir.
So, amen.
Yes, sir.
So he came before the church. So he's witnessing. He said, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. Who is the elders? The elders is the church. Amen. And the angels.
Amen.
The angels are already the host of heaven. Amen. So we are already in heaven. And the number of them was 10,000. And I said 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. So you got to understand, back in ancient times, there was no need for them to think in terms of millions, because the world had not got to the point to where they were talking about the number. Because remember, the world wasn't connected. You were sectioned off by travel, like Daniel said, travel wasn't that fast. It wasn't possible to go to other countries. It took you days and months to travel to another city. If another city was a three-day journey, it took you some time to get there. So there was no need for them to speak in terms of high numbers. Cities wasn't in the millions then. The city, a great city may have been tens of thousands of people. That's how big cities were then back in ancient times. Amen.
Amen.
And you didn't have as many people on the earth like you have now. Today, I just told you, how many people do we have? 7.8 billion people on the planet. Now, I don't know exactly what the number of people was back during the time of Christ. I don't believe that it was half as many as it is now. Maybe it was. We don't know. But, again, people were so separated. So we didn't know anything about large or great numbers of people. Like I said, when you came into a town or city, it may have been tens of thousands of people or just hundreds of people. Amen. And so they had reason to think in terms of people or a great multitude when it comes to millions of billions. So you understand, John's speaking in terms of his time. So he said he had to compare his time to the future. Now, we know that what he saw was a number that what?
No man can number.
That's what John said. John said, I seen a number. So he spoke in his times, in his turn, he said, oh, man, it was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. No, he just seen so many. So what he could have actually saw was millions and billions of people. But in his term, if you think back in time 2,000 years ago, again, they didn't think in terms of millions and billions because there was no need to. There was no great multitude that they knew about in one era. There was just no need to speak in terms, even in monetary or in population-wise, there was no need for them to speak in terms like that because it wasn't that wasn't a thing back then. Amen? But he's he saw so many people. Amen? And watch this. Verse 12 says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches. Hey, let me tell you something. You want to be powerful. You want to be rich. You want to have wisdom. You want to have strength. You want to have honor. You want to have glory and blessing. Serve God.
Come on.
Amen. Serve
God.
See,
come on.
I was thinking about this just this week, brother. See, everything that the devil promised people on the earth that they can have, God going to give that to you. Now, it'll be according to his will, meaning that you
come
just see, the difference is people sell their soul because they don't want to be held accountable. They want to be rich and wealthy and have all this stuff, but they don't want to be held accountable. In other words, they want to sleep with many men and women as they want to. They want to do what they want to, get drunk. They want to do every foul thing. They don't want no restriction. Amen? That's how the rich people are. They don't want no restriction. You can't tell me nothing. There is no restriction, no moral. But see, God said, okay, amen, you got to be holy. Amen. You can't do what you want to do. Amen. Because I am God. You ain't God.
Holy.
I am God. Amen. So if you want these things, you got to follow the Lamb. Amen. Get up under the blood of the Lamb. Amen.
Amen.
And serve the Heavenly Father for all eternity. Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Let me see if I can knock these next few verses out. Now, it said, the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing, and every creature which is in heaven, amen, and
amen.
On the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I say, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne. And unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the four and 20 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever.
And ever.
You have the opportunity to receive Christ today and be
today.
A part of this great blessing. You're going to miss the tribulation. You're going to miss hell. You're going to miss the lake of fire. Like the brother said, you can go to Las Vegas, you go to Europe, you go to New York City, you go to Africa, you go to South Africa, you go to Ghana, amen, you go to South America if you want to. Amen. But the brothers, you go to London. But you go to Timbuktu, like the brother said, if you want to. But the brother
said, amen.
But the brother said, don't go to hell.
Come
amen.
On.
Amen. Go ahead, brother. Take it away.
Good. Look ahead. What you talking about? We on our last minute. We on our last second. Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth. I don't give a no shadow
amen.
Of no doubt. I'm
amen.
A guaranteed Bible believer, baptized, Holy Ghost filled, love of God in my heart, trying to tell somebody about somebody, and that somebody is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the living God in the flesh, came down here through 42 generations, suffered and died on Calvary's cross, went back to heaven, and said, before I go back, I want to give you a warning. In the end times, there shall be wars and wars and rumors of wars, pestilence and diseases, earthquakes, volcanoes. There shall be fathers against mothers and mothers against fathers. There shall be drug cartel. There shall be homosexuality. It will sweep the earth like a man sweeping a house. And the devil right now has got all his demons working. As the brother said, all these demons, they had to lock up some. God had to lock up the Nephilim. The part human and part angelic. They were mean. They were cruel demons.
Right.
And God had to lock them up in Tartarus to keep them there, because if he would let them loose now, he would wipe out the whole human race. And God said, no, I can't let you do that. I've got to build my kingdom. I got to save somebody, those that want to be saved. You got to want to be saved before you can get saved. You got to want to turn from sin, degradation, and killing and murder. You got to want to hate sin so much that you would repent of your sin, that you have sinned against a holy God. And let me tell you something. God is not going to change his attributes for your situation.
Amen.
He said you must be holy. And holiness means that you're clean, you're sanctified, you're set apart from sin by what? By the blood of Jesus Christ. Not by you going to church, not by you singing in the choir, not by you being behind the pulpit preaching. You ain't sanctified by that. You're sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ, by repenting of your sins and asking Christ to do what? Come into my life and save my soul. The brother hit the nail on the head. Go anywhere on the planet. Go Timbuktu. Go down there in Mississippi River. Go down there in Africa. Go to China. Go somewhere, but don't go to hell. Please don't go there. Because if you go there, there ain't no getting out. You can't jive your way out. You can't sing your way out. You can't preach your way out. You can't holler your way out. You'll be there on your own because you refuse to deny the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus Christ.
Right.
Please, please, I'm begging you. I get on my hands and knees and beg God, please save that individual that's listening right now, that they can come to it, acknowledge that we only got a few more hours left. We only got a few more months left. We only got a few more. I ain't counting a year, because this year here is devastating. This year here is devastating. All the other years before this came, because there's nothing but war, killing, murdering, all kinds of stuff going on. People are getting crazier and crazier and crazier every day. They're not paying attention to what's going on.
Right.
And
That's
thank God for Brother Trump. Now, a lot of people don't like Trump, but I never did. I never did have no problem with Trump, because Trump will bite you across the neck. Trump would tell you just like it is. And he ain't the one going to start this war. Ezekiel told me in the 38th and 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, there's a World War III coming. Good Lord, don't blame it on Trump. Trump just telling you, and he's blowing the last trumpet. And I'm speaking in a way that out of all the years of my life, even before I was born, from 35 A.D. all the way over to 2023, we don't have 46 presidents. 46 presidents. And our last president that was president before Biden came on was Trump. Now, I want to ask some people out there a question. Why would it take 2,000 years at the end of time? Because as the brother said, 6,000 years are up. 6,000 years are up. Satan time is up. It ain't no time to deciding whether you're going to go to Bible study. It ain't no time to decide if you're going to have some prayer. It ain't no time to say we're going to have a revival. It's time to get right with God. It's time to turn from your foolishness and from your sins and quit trying to depend upon the preacher to get you to heaven, because he can't get you there. He can't even get there himself. He's got to come to Christ just as much as anybody else. There ain't no special person that can get to heaven without being born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. Nicodemus, I know you're old. I know what you said. You can't go into your mother's womb again and be born again. That's right. You can't do that, Nicodemus. And you're a rabbi. You're one of the highest of the highest of the Jewish sect. You know, you're supposed to know the law. But she said, ye must be born again. And Nicodemus said, how can I be born again when I'm old? Can I go back into my mother's womb and be born again? Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to you, except the man be born spirit and of the water, he cannot. Listen, he cannot. Listen, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. But preacher, I go to church. That ain't going to help. That ain't help, but that ain't going to get you there. Oh, I shook the preacher's hand. That ain't going to help. Oh, I give my tithe enough. That ain't going to help. Oh, I'm good. I don't buy. I don't cheat. I don't lie. I don't tell. No, that's not good enough. I don't care how good you think you can get to get to heaven. Your goodness ain't going to get you there, because we're not saved by works. We're not saved by good works. We're saved by the grace of God, by you repenting from your sin and turn to Jesus Christ. And the world today saying, I ain't thinking about that. I'm gonna have my party, baby. Man, I'm gonna take vacation this year, man. I'm gonna have a party on. Ooh, my God. People saying, oh man, I'm gonna go to my football game, basketball game, and I'm gonna go on the beach and I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna tell you one thing, you better look out, because you don't know exactly the day you're gonna leave this planet. Amen. You can leave right now. You can leave tomorrow. You can leave 5 years from now. But whenever you leave, you better make one thing sure. I mean, surely on top of sure, you must be born again. You got to come to Christ. You got to repent of your sin. Trump is a signal. Right. Trump is a signal from God Almighty, and people running around here talking about Trump is going to cause World War III. Trump ain't got nothing to do with World War III. He's telling you what the Bible says. And if you don't believe me, I'll back up to 1945. I'll back up to 1945 on the ship Missouri over there in Japan at Tokyo Bay. General MacArthur said this. Woo! He said this about 70 years ago. He said, listen, I know something that y'all don't know. He said, if we as a nation, we as a country, we as a group of people, don't find a better way to settle our difference in getting along together and to prevent war, if we don't do it, Armageddon lies at our front door. That's General W. MacArthur about 60 years ago prophesied what the Bible's already said. And what the Bible's already said, ain't nobody going to change it. Ain't nobody going to renew it. Ain't nobody going to reverse it. Because God said, my word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And whenever my words go out, it won't come back to me void. But let me tell you something. This tribulation period that I'm talking about, it ain't no plaything. It ain't no bingo game. It ain't down there at the Las Vegas pulling a slot machine. This tribulation period is going to be hell on earth. The first part of the tribulation period that's coming up on this earth is going to be a semi-peace, but it's going to turn into a disaster, because the Antichrist got to come. Oh, look at here. The Antichrist is here. He's a full-grown man. Don't you know the Antichrist is here? Because the Jews saying, well, we're going to build a temple, and we got to have somebody to verify and make a covenant with us that they will protect us from what? 7 years. 7 years of tribulation period. Antichrist is alive, and what the Antichrist is waiting for right now, I mean right this bit second, what is he waiting for? He's waiting for the body of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be raptured. Church has to be raptured first before the Antichrist comes. The Antichrist is coming to this earth first before Jesus comes to this earth. Jesus Christ don't come to this earth until at the end of the tribulation period. Jesus Christ is coming out the church in the middle of the air. Woo! He's going to blow what? He's going to blow a trump.
Amen.
God already told us. You see Trump trying to tell us there's a World War III coming. Thank God for Trump, because he even, although a lot of people don't like him, he's coming from the Bible too, but y'all don't know it. He don't read this thing somewhere. He read it in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And 38 and 39 right. say Gog and Magog, Meshach and Tubal. That's Russia. That's Putin. That's the five other nations that's going to link up what with Russia, and they're going to come down on the mountain of Israel. But before that happens, there's going to be a war between the Hamas and the Palestinians, because Jerusalem now is under fire from the Hamas. They're under fire by the jihad. They're trying to eliminate the Jewish race. Oh, listen to me what I'm trying to tell you. The Jewish race is the only race on the planet that God used to show his omnipotent power, to show that there's only one God. He's showing that this one God that we are worshiping is the one that Israel came down to 42 generations, and God used Mary's womb for him to be incarnated and born in Bethlehem of Judea, stayed on this earth 33 and one half years, suffered. Oh, did he suffer? He died. Oh, didn't he die? He was put in the grave. Put in the grave. He was laid in the grave for 3 days and three nights. And on the third day morning, he got up out the grave about three, 4 days ago. And that was Sunday morning when he was resurrected. And he said, I'm coming back. And when I come back, the world is going to be in a chaotic condition. It's going to be messed up. It's going to be messed up so bad that people don't really want to live. People are committing suicide today. Young folks are committing suicide. People are going mad. They're taking drugs. They're taking anything that can get a high, and it ends up killing them. But let me tell you what's some of the things that's going to happen after the rapture. After the rapture, it's going to happen. In the book of what? In the book of Revelation, because I can't come out the book. The book is almost ready to be fulfilled. But the thing is going to be fulfilled. It can't be fulfilled until after the body of Christ. Now, listen, there's going to be some trumpets blow. And the word trumpet mean in the Bible, it stands for repentance. It stands for awe. It stands for judgment. It stands for recompense. It stands for all the things that a trumpet blows. Because whenever a trumpet is blown, there's something drastically has to be fulfilled. Anytime a cavalry is going to make a charge, they blow a trumpet. Huh? Anytime a man got to get up in the morning in the United States Army, Marines, and Air Force, they blow a trumpet. Reveille. They blew a trumpet. That means get up out the bed. Go down there and take your shower. That means get on out there and go for breakfast. And after breakfast, you go out on the battlefield for training. And when the trumpets blow, it means something great is going to happen. And the next trumpet that's going to blow is going to be so great, that it's going to penetrate the graveyard. And those that died in Christ going to have to hear this trumpet. And we that remain alive shall be called to meet the Lord in the air. So this name trumpet, God said, I'm going to name the last president Trump. And guess what? Trump came out of nowhere. And when he came out of nowhere, he stirred up a lot of trouble. And a lot of people blame things on him that he didn't do. He just told the truth. And when he told the truth, people got mad, because the Illuminati and the Luciferians and the secret society can't stand Trump, because they come from the dark order and they're working against Trump. And so Trump now has put it on tweet and says, World War III. Well, the Bible 2,000 years ago already predicted World War III. So what Trump is doing, he's verified, certified, and sanctified, trying to tell the church, trying to tell the drunkard, trying to tell the liar, trying to tell the backbiter, trying to tell the hypocrite, trying to tell the wicked generation, you better get ready, because the man of judgment is coming down. And when the rapture of the church occurs, and we'll move on, I want to read a couple of trumpets that's going to be blown during the time of the tribulation period. And the trumpets that's going to be blown won't be blown until after the rapture of the church. In the eighth chapter of Revelation, You got your Bible. I want you to look at this first trumpet and see what happens when these angels in heaven and the church, good God Almighty, the church will be in heaven, and we will verify these angels blowing these trumpets. We will see it. We will feel it. We will hear it. Every time a trumpet blows in heaven, there's going to be an event that happens on earth. Now listen, the first trumpet blows from the angel in heaven. Now remember, the church is already in heaven because that trumpet was blown in the fourth chapter of Revelation when the church was caught up and the door was open. So we're in heaven now. Brother Bazard is in heaven. Right. Brother Tim is in heaven. We're in our garments now. Amen. We're in white as snow. We're cleansed. We're redeemed ones. We're the Son of God. And we're standing before the throne of God. And we're visualizing everything that's going on in earth. And this here first trumpet that's going to be blown. Listen to what John the Revelator pins down 2,000 years ago. He said in the eighth chapter of the seventh verse, he said, and the first angel sounded. And there follow hail mingled with fire, with blood, and they were cast up on the earth. And the third part of trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. That's the first trumpet. And when this trumpet blows, it says hail will follow, mingle with blood, and they were cast to the earth. So the earth's going to get a hail rain. They're going to get fire. Mm. They're going to get blood. And it's going to fall upon the earth. And the third part of trees were burned up. And the third, and all the grass was burned up. So you see what I'm saying? The trumpet blows. Amen. An event, a drastic event will happen. The second trumpet, right, and the second angel sounded as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast upon the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. Woo, my God. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea. That's the Mediterranean Sea. That's going to fall on the Mediterranean Sea. And had life died. And third part of the ship were destroyed. This is the second trumpet. Look what happened. Good God Almighty. And it was a great mountain. Well, the NASA. NASA has already predicted. Now, this is NASA. They say they see a meteorite headed towards Earth. They say they see a big stone headed towards Earth, and it's not far away. And they say it's headed towards Earth. Well, I don't know if this is the stone that it's talking about in the eighth chapter, but there's a stone headed this way, and it's going to hit right that smack dab in the Mediterranean Sea. When it hits in the Mediterranean Sea, a third part of the creatures, which are in the sea, has life, died. All the fish life died. And the third part of ships were destroyed. Already a ship, there's got Russian ships over there in the Mediterranean Sea. There are Russian ships over there. There are American ships over there, all in the Mediterranean Sea. And it's going to be an influx going into the Mediterranean Sea as we get closer and closer to the rapture. The rapture is not far away. I believe with my mind, with my soul. And I tell you one thing, if I'm lying, I'm dying. If I'm lying, take a shovel, dig a hole 6 feet deep, and drop me in it if I'm lying. Good God Almighty, the word of God is true. I can't change it. Nothing I can do. The only thing I'm telling you to do, you need to repent. You need to come to Jesus Christ. You need to quit trying to go to heaven by just going to church. You need to quit talking about, I'm a Christian, and living like the devil. You need to quit talking all this game and start talking about what Jesus done for you in your life. The Bible says, therefore, if a man be in Christ, he becomes a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, everything is new. If you still doing the same old things you did 30 years ago, and you talking about you saved, good God Almighty, you ain't had nothing. You ain't got nothing. You need to repent and really turn to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because God said that, the Lord said, for so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He actually died. He actually got up out the grave, and he's reality. He's coming back again. Let's see what the third trumpet said. It said, and the third angel sounded. Good God Almighty. And there fell a great star from heaven, burning like a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the waters and upon the fountain of waters. They tell me there's another star. There's another meteorite. And it's coming down to hit the rivers. And when it hit the rivers, it's going to fall down in the third part of the sea of waters up on the mountains of water. And it made the water undrinkable. And the name of the star, here's a star called Wormwood.
Amen.
Became wormwood, and many died of the waters because he had made it bitter. This is a star that's going to hit the rivers, and when it hit the rivers, it's going to bitter the water, and it's going to be such a water shortage, you ain't going to be able to go down to Walmart and get you a bottle of water, because the water shortage is going to be real short, because this wormwood is going to make the water bitter. And the world is telling God, why don't you take your cross? Why don't you take yourself? We don't want the cross. We don't want the blood. We don't want the resurrection. Let us live our own life. We don't want the living water. Well, the Lord said, if you don't want my living water, I'm going to give you some bitter water. And they tell me it's going to get so bitter that if anybody drink it, they're going to die. Because God is telling you, except the man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And then the Bible says, whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And man has been, the man's been sowing degradation. He's been saying killing and murders. He's been saying war. He's been cussing God out. He's been blaspheming his name. They've been telling that God is dead. Some said he's a cripple. Some said he's senile. Some said he's lazy. Some said he ain't doing nothing. He let the world go on like this. No, God is not letting the world go on like this. He don't want the world to go on like this, but you refuse to turn from your wicked ways. You return to come back to the Lord God of America, of the heavens. And the world is saying the water's going to be made bitter, and it became woodworm. And then the Bible said the fourth angel, and the fourth angel sounded, and a part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars. So as it was a third part of them that were darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of the day, and the night likewise. And he said, beheld, I heard an angel, good God Almighty. Listen, an angel flying through the midst of the heavens saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to be sounded. Now, you talking about trumpet. You talking about Trump. No, before Trump was here, these trumpets was getting ready to blow. And let me tell you, it's going to blow for the church. It's going to blow for the wickedness, and every time it blows for the wicked, there's an event's going to happen on this planet, and the world is laughing. Right. They're joking. They're playing hopscotch. They're playing tic-tac-toe. They're playing all kind of games with God. They're laughing at God. But God said, if you want to laugh, go ahead and laugh. But there's a day coming when the Lord said, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh at your foolishness. I'm going to laugh at your clowning. I'm going to laugh at your blaspheming because you have tried to profane my name. My name can't be profaned, but I'm going to profane your name because let me tell you, and I'm not getting at the world. I'm talking about church folks. I'm talking about so-called church folks. And they're just church folks. They're not Christian, because if you're a Christian, you have a different attitude. You have a different kind of love. You got a long suffering. You're not out there partying on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then come to church on Sunday morning talking about you saved. If you saved, you ought to look like you saved. You ought to talk like you saved. You ought to walk like you saved. You ought to live like you saved, and to quit playing around. But listen here. As I get ready to get hand it over to the brother. It said, and I beheld another angel fly into heaven. And it says, woe, woe, woe. The fifth angel said, he sounded. And I saw a star fall from heaven. Uh-oh. This look here. This is after the church is gone now. So
that's right.
The church don't have to worry about this. It's the wicked.
Amen.
It's the so-called church-going people. It's the liar, the backbiter, the whoremonger, the hypocrite. It's the sinners that have used God's name in vain. They have cursed God. They have laughed at God. They have told him that he ain't nobody. But these trumpets are blown for the wicked. And the wicked said, when they hear this star fall from heaven, and a key was given to this star, the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose smoke out of the pit as smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the moon were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out smoke locusts upon the earth in the ninth chapter. In the ninth chapter, locusts will come up out of the earth.
That's right.
And unto them was given power. These are demonic spirits, wicked. We already got wicked spirits in the heavens, the first and second heaven. The devil is working on top side, and he's working on bottom side. But the bottom side heaven came up, but the top side getting ready to come down. And when the top side come around, let me tell you, hell will be on earth.
Amen.
Hell will be on earth. And people will be losing their minds because of sin, because of rejection of Jesus Christ, rejection of his mercy, his love, his long suffering. They are going to lose their mind. You don't have to worry about getting your hair straight. It's going to be straight when they see the terror of the Lord, what he's going to bring on this earth through these scorpions. And he said it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither the green thing, nor any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God on their forehead. Which ones are going to have the seal of the God on their forehead? That's the 144,000. The 144,000 will have the seals up on their head. But those that will not have the seals up on their head, these scorpions are going to possess them. They are actually going to energize their body and take possession of their body. And listen what's going to happen when these things take possession of these people's body. Now, you say, well, why in the world God is going to let this happen? Well, let me tell you something. Whenever you reject God's love, whenever you reject God's sacrifice of his death on Calvary's cross, when you reject the suffering and the beating that he took on Calvary's cross, when you reject the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you reject the love and the mercy and the long suffering that Jesus Christ went through for the redemption of your soul, and you spit at it, you bow your fists up at it, and you curse God out and you blaspheme his name. You use his name as something that's to play with. When you reject God's long-suffering mercy, the only thing that you can receive is condemnation. Only thing you can receive is the judgment of God upon you, and God is going to let these demons possess these people's body, that when they seek death, they shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. In other words, if you love the devil, and people love the devil today, man, they love the devil like they love the devil. People are worshiping the devil. They're sucking blood out of little babies. They're cutting babies up, drinking the blood. They're drinking their own feces. They're drinking their own urine. They're going in dark corners of the earth, and they're worshiping demons and devils. They rebuke God. They curse God. They do all kind of wicked things against God. And what you're doing now, you're opening up your gate, your soul gate, that demons can possess you. And God said, if you want it, I'm going to give him to you. And so when these scorpions come up out of the pit of the earth, they are going to possess those that reject God and give them a lesson and teach them, look, you don't mess with God. You may think you got away with a whole lot of things, but God said, I've got your number. And listen, I'm gonna turn it over, and I'm going to finish the next two seals later on, trumpets. But I wish you could leave Trump alone and let him go ahead and say what God wanted him to say, because I still think, amen, and I know, amen, this man, God is using Trump, but nobody don't want to listen to Trump. They're trying to put him under the prison. They don't try to get rid of him three times. They ain't going to do it, and this your thing that they're trying to do now, it ain't going to go through, because God ain't going to let it go through. Why? Because he's a trumpet, and he's blowing the last trumpet, and he's the last president that we will ever have that's named Trump. And God is trying to tell the world, trying to tell America, trying to tell the Democrats and the Republicans, trying to tell preachers, trying to tell the world, listen to what the man says. He may sound a little crazy sometimes, which we all do. We got a little crazy in us. But let me tell you, the man is telling you, because they already told me I'm crazy. I'm a lunatic. I'm a fanatic. And I say I'd rather be a sane fanatic than a deadbeat a devil worshiper bound to go to hell. Ooh, I'd rather suffer for the cause of Christ than try to get away and live lustfully and lust upon the earth, then die and go to hell. Listen to what it says. And the shape of the locusts were like horses prepared for battle, and their heads as they were crowned like gold, and their faces were the face of men, and they had hair, the hair of women, and their teeth were like the teeth of a lion, and they had breastplates upon them, and iron, and sound of their wings, the sound of chariots. What's going on, preacher? I tell you what's going on. Go to Newfoundland. I'm getting ready to give it to the brother. Go to Newfoundland. They got a place called CERN.
Mm-hmm.
And they're breaking down the molecules to open up a gate. And that gate is the demonic seal to open up a gate so these here wicked spirits can be let out. And Satan's got the key because these people are working through Satan. And these people here are totally lunatics. They are actually, realistically, worshiping Satan, the devil, Beelzebub, the old wicked one, the anointed cherubim. And the devil now got the world exactly where he wants them. But he ain't got anybody. He ain't got everybody. He ain't got it. Ooh. And the devil got people believing that he's going to win this battle. He lost a long time ago. And he lost that Calvin's cross. He have no hope. He have no redemption. And all those that follow him are going to follow him right smack dab in the pits of hell, in the gates of Gehenna. But this place called CERN, they're working on it now. And they say they almost got the formula to open up the gate. When they open up the gate, it's going to unleash these wicked spirits that have the faces of men and long hair. And they're going to scoop over the earth, and they're going to people until they want to die and can't die. They're going to be zombies, and we already got them today. The drug cartel got people like zombies. Hollywood, the zombies. I don't care what kind of war they're getting. They can get a Statue of Liberty and hold it in their hand. That ain't going to save them. That's demonic worship. When you worship idols, when you worship a drinking blood, when you worship in homosexuality, when you worship in lesbianism, when you worship in all that crap, the devil says, look, man, get your thing going. And you better watch out. Because Romans closed, and I'm closing with this. Romans says this. 1 chapter, 17th verse. He said, God is merciful. But if this homosexual and lesbianism keep on going and keep on going and people keep on joining, God said, this ain't what Brother Bazaar said. Brother Bazaar ain't got nothing to do with this. Brother Bazaar is going to tell you what the Bible said. God said, I'll give you up to a reprobate mind.
Amen.
To do those things which are unseen. In other words, what God's saying? God said, I ain't bothering you no more. I'm not going to try to draw you to me no more. Because you don't got to a place where if I try to draw you, you'll just rebel more. So you go ahead with your foolishness. He said, but the end of it is damnation. And he said, if anybody join in and rejoice over this, they're guilty too. And the world is saying, yay, open up all kind of gay bars. But these demons... When these demons get loose, you ain't seen nothing yet. Tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right.
Lights going out, trees falling. Oh, the earth is opening up. Landslide, California, landslide, weather, all hip-hop. Don't know, the weatherman don't know which way it's going to go. God said, I'm trying to wake y'all up.
Amen.
I'm trying to wake y'all up, y'all churchgoers. I'm trying to wake y'all up. Y'all supposed to be woke, but y'all sleeping worse than the world sleeping. because God is bringing people out of the world and getting them saved because they see more than you do. They know this can't go on too much longer, and the devil knows it can't go on too much longer. It's time for you, if there's anybody listening to me out there, it's time for you to repent. Repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, because if you miss this, if you miss the rapture, you're going to have to face the arch enemy of your soul, the Antichrist. And he is going to rain hell on this earth. He's going to tell anybody that don't believe that he is the Christ, he is going to do some head chopping. He's going to use the guillotine, and he's going to chop heads off. And I don't care what color you are. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what your status quo. I don't care if you're male or female. I don't care if you whatever you call yourself in. You better know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you don't, you're going to get caught up under that great judgment, God's wrath.
Mm-hmm.
The seven-year tribulation is God's wrath, and it's for Israel. To teach Israel her last lesson. Your Messiah has already died. Your Messiah is in heaven. Your Messiah is not the Messiah that's coming in the name of my name. That's not him. Believe him not. And the Jews are going to be taught a lesson for the last time. And the Bible says a remnant of the Jews shall be saved. You better get ready, sir. You better get ready, because it ain't no peanuts no more. And it's over with. God bless you, brother. Go ahead and hit it.
Amen. Amen. Powerful word, doctor. Amen. Powerful word. Amen. Amen. We are hoping that this word is blessing someone today. Amen. We'll be back on tomorrow.
5 o'clock.
Afternoon, 5 o'clock. Amen. 5 o'clock East Coast. 4 Central Time, amen. Hopefully I'll be able to be on tomorrow with you.
Amen.
We are praying for the lost, amen, because we are on the doorstep of the rapture, amen. We are on the doorstep,
yes, we are.
Amen. We really believe that, amen. Brother, I just can't see, amen, it's not happening soon, amen.
Nope.
There's too many things. The world stage is set.
It's set.
Amen. Think about these things, and because what I want to ask you is, are you ready? Amen. I remember
Amen.
When my dad used to preach. He used to always ask that question: are you ready? Are you ready to receive Christ? Are you ready for Christ? If you was to die today, would you be ready? Amen. Would
Amen.
You be ready? Amen. That's a real question. Amen. Like the brother said, people take this as a joke. People act as if this ain't real, amen, like it's not going to happen. It's going to happen. It's inevitable, amen. We're not just trying to tell you when Christ is coming back. We are mainly concerned about you getting your soul saved because you could die today, amen.
Yes,
it's not if he came back. You could pass away. Do you know how many people died last night,
Woo!
Yesterday, the day before, amen, the day before that, all this past week? You add those numbers up all over the world, I guarantee it's more than 100,000 to 200,000 people have died this past week. That is a lot of souls. And the Bible says that hell shall enlarge itself.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. And it's a real thing. People are
it's
going to
thing.
Hell. They're losing their souls. They're going to hell. Like the brother said, for rejecting Christ, for simply saying, no, I don't want no part of that. I don't believe in that. I got my money. I got my good job. I got my degrees. I got my businesses. I got all the money in the world that I need. I don't need that stuff. I've talked to rich people before, and that's their go-to. Man, when you talk to them about God, I don't need to hear that. I don't want to hear that. And you got to be careful when you're witnessing this day and time, because there are some folks who get very defensive as if they want to fight you.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
You got to leave people
yes,
alone.
Sir.
I don't want to hear that. I have one brother. I don't want to hear that. He started getting aggressive. Amen. You got to leave people alone and just pray for them. Amen. You don't wish nothing bad on them. You don't want them to go to hell. You don't want them to go to the lake of fire. You don't want them to go through the great tribulation, because the love of God is in us. Amen. What the brother was saying, the
amen,
love of God.
Brother.
You got so many people in the church, they don't know. They don't have no basic clue or understanding of love. And that's one of the reasons why I left the church. Amen. I don't associate with the church anymore. I go to a few churches and preach. But that's it, because people are so fake. We are in the last church.
Last church age.
We're in the last church. And people are so fake and phony in the church. People are so concerned about what they got. Oh, look at me. I dress nice. I smell good. I got
a nice car.
I got a nice house. I got a good job. I got two or three houses. You are focused on the wrong thing. Those things will not take you to the kingdom of heaven. They will not get you into the kingdom. Amen. Just because you live good, just because you look good, amen, just because you have nice things and a lot of materialistic things. The world, Satan, has gotten people through materialism. Amen. We talked about how Satan had a multitude. He was wealthy in so many different ways. He was a materialistic angel. Amen. Like the brother said, he is the greatest angel of all. The most wisest, the most beautiful angel of them all. Amen. And you think about Satan, and that's how he gets people. He gets people based off of what looked good. And that's how he got Eve. He showed Eve what looked good, what sounded good. He played the game. Amen. She fell for it. Amen. And then her husband, amen, Adam fell for it. And what ended up happening? Lord have mercy. They gave us the keys to this world. They gave it the deed to the world, handed it over to Satan. Satan said, thank you. And he's been reigning now for 6,000 years, like the brother said.
6,000 years.
1,000 years. And since then, behind the scenes, they've been organ harvesting. They've been killing people, raping, murdering, molesting, you name it. They are doing so much stuff behind the scenes that you can't see, that we have no clue. So many evil, we get to the brother that they're drinking urine and eating feces. And he's not the first person I've heard to say that. I've heard this one guy say that. He said, yeah, that's what you got to do to be rich. He said, them folks that are on the high level, you don't know what you're signing up for when you selling your soul to that
world. Come on, preacher.
Money can be addictive. You got to understand. If you go from being broke and poor one day to tomorrow, somebody give you millions of dollars. Let's say somebody hands you $2 million. Man, you get addicted to that living nice. Clean sheets, nice, beautiful house, nice brand new cars. You got jewelry, clothes. You get addicted. That's how they reel you in. They don't tell you what's the ugly side of it. All you know is living good. Your mama got a nice new house now. Everybody in your family eating good every day. They ain't got the want for them. The bills are paid. They don't tell you what's on the other side of that. It's demonic. It's evil.
Demonic, bro.
They don't tell you what all you got to do. You got to have men with men, women with women, sex orgy. You got to share your wife or your husband with people.
Come on,
you got to go and sex swap and be in these orgies and stuff. You got to sleep with men and sleep with women. Bunch of nonsense. Stuff that you would have never indulged in. Amen.
Amen, bro.
You didn't sign the contract. So you sold your soul, signed your soul to the devil. You had no clue what was behind that. In order for you to keep going, to keep living good and last, there's only so many people who can turn away from their life and say, no, I don't want that. I don't want no
part.
That's
right, brother. You're right about that.
Amen. It's only so many people say, you know what? I don't want no part of this. This is what I got to do to be rich. I just want to sing. I just love music. I just love entertainment. I want to be an actor or something like that, or actress. You know, whatever it is that they want you to do, you got to do it. I've even heard stuff like that from a Mason. Man, my brother talking about this the other day. I remember, I'll never forget, I was 19 years old. And my dad had told me about the Masons, but he told me why he didn't want no part of it. He said that they act like they're godly. But he said he didn't believe that they were godly people. I said he didn't know all the stuff that we know now, because we got internet, we got so many books, so many people talk about so much. So this was back in coming out of the 80s. He was telling me, late 80s, early 90s. He said, yeah. He said, now, if you want to do so, you can join the Masons. Brother, I thought it was the best thing I'd ever heard. I said, wait a minute. You mean to tell me these folks will help me get jobs or get loans and get my
credit? Yeah.
They help you do all this. They help you get ahead. And I said, man. I said, Dad, if this is true, Why ain't everybody part of this organization? Why ain't everybody trying to jump on this? Why ain't everybody doing this? And he told me, he said, well, he said, son, I don't really think that they're God. They say that they're godly people, but I don't believe that they're really godly people like they say. So I went and I put up in a meeting and talked to this preacher. He had me to talk to this preacher. The preacher was amazing. And I also talked to another older gentleman. He was a Mason. He was one of my brother's friend associates. And he told me about the Masons. Because this is a time where I was trying to find out about him. And if
yes,
I want
sir.
To join, bro, if I want to be
yes,
a part
sir.
Of this organization. And, you know, they shared with me some stuff that they weren't supposed to. And I remember this other guy. I talked to quite a few Masons back then. He shared me some stuff. This guy actually showed me a parchment. I don't know what it was. It had a lot of writing symbols and stuff. He said, brother, if they knew that I was showing you this stuff, they could possibly kill me. I said, well, brother, you probably don't want to show this to me. But he showed it to me. He
yeah.
told me what the stuff on there meant. There were stair steps. There were columns. He told me all this stuff. And I said, really? He said, yeah, man, you study this stuff. He said, man, I can invite you in. You come to the meeting. You meet once a week and you learn this stuff. You get a book, you study the book, and you get some different degrees. You start out on zero, then one, something like that. The higher you go, he said, you'll be able to get good jobs, you'll be able to get loans and stuff, you'll be able to, and one thing, the one main thing that turned me off is what one older brother said. I was talking to him, he was talking about how they can actually take people's lives, and when the cops come, If it's something about it, if it's on your property or something. Now, Texas already got a law like that. It's a self-defense, something when it's on your property. But he told me something about you can actually take somebody's life, and when they come up, if the cops come, you can give them a sign. And the cops are like, act as if nothing happened. I said, you got to be joking. He said, no. He said, I'm for real. And there were just some other things that he said to me that was just so unattractive. I said, well, brother, I don't know if I want to be a part of this. You know, I didn't say that to my thing. My mom was a young man. I was just thinking to myself, man, I don't think I want to be a part of this. But, you know, there's so much stuff in this,
yes,
in this
no,
world
bro.
That's so secretive, that's behind the scenes. Amen. And these
yes,
secret brotherhoods, this is how they move around the world. This is every race of people. This is African, Arabic, Asians,
yeah,
Hispanics,
yeah.
Europeans,
yes,
Americans,
yes,
you
yes,
name
sir.
It. It's Mexicans, it's Latinos, African. Hey, I think I've named every just about every people on the face of the planet. They are all over the planet. And this stuff was initiated by Nimrod. Really,
Nimrod.
His father Cush. Amen. Amen. And his father did it on the – his father initiated it. But the book that I read said that Nimrod took it to a whole other level. It was introduced by his father. Amen. And so these different heathen nations didn't believe in God. They knew about God. Don't let nobody tell you. I don't care if they claim to be atheists, if they don't believe in God, I don't care what they say. Everybody knows that there's a God, that there's a one and only true God. The people throughout Egypt, they always talked about the God of heaven. They knew who God was. But because they knew that the God that they serve could give them worldly riches, worldly power, worldly honor, you name it, they would get it just because they serve Lucifer, the fallen angel, amen, the bright and morning star. Lucifer,
yes, sir.
The fallen one. And the fallen angel
one.
That came with him. Amen, brother. Amen. So I want to ask you all today, I said all that to say this, are you ready? Are you ready to go back with Christ today? That's a real question. If you was to close your eyes and not wake up on this side again, are you ready? If the thunder was to clap and all the trumpets blow and the dead in Christ rise and those that are alive and remain, would you be caught up with this? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
World War III is about to kick off. They're not going to stop.
Go for it, brother.
Putin is not going to stop. They realize that we got to go to war. Putin is not going to stop.
No.
We know what he's after. Amen. He's digging for gold. Amen. And he ain't going to stop until he thinks he's going to get it. He's trying to get down up to Israel. Amen. China has agreed to say, you know what? We got your back. China's barking about Taiwan. Taiwan said by 2025, you can best believe. Some folks believe it's a joke because some people say, well, who announces that they're going to attack a country? I understand that. I get that. But who knows? China may decide tomorrow because, remember, Russia kind of did the same thing. Russia did the same thing with Ukraine. They were barking at Ukraine saying, hey, they are part of us and they coming back. So we don't care what nobody say, don't stand in the way. They did that, like, I believe, 6 months, seven, 8 months before.
Yes, sir.
They kicked off that war. I think it was in February last year that they did that, had that war, February 22nd. It was so amazing. I remember I was at work. I was in shock, like, what? They bombing Ukraine? They going to war? I said, oh, they are serious. They've been talking about it for months before it happened.
Yes, sir.
Next thing you know, they attack him. The thing with China, I believe China is just putting it out there, 2025. But I happen to believe that China's going to attack Taiwan sometime a lot more sooner than 2025. It could be later. I believe that it could be later this year.
Yeah.
And not sometime next year. Now, some people say, oh, you trying to incite war? You trying to? No, I'm not.
No, you are.
I am simply stating the obvious. We are here. You cannot run from this. It is inevitable. This has been preached and taught for thousands of years. It has been prophesized. It is here. There's nothing that you can do about it but accept Christ if you want to escape this. I call it the great escape. If you want
great
to escape,
escape
what's coming, amen, brother. Let me tell you something about us. We don't need to go buy a bunch of food. We don't need to go buy a bunch of water and drinks. We don't need to go buy a bunker or a bunch of schoolhouses.
Yeah.
And they digging all in the earth, putting these things in the ground. You ought to say, this is crazy. We don't need all that.
Yeah.
Because when the trumpets sound, don't need nothing on this earth, no way. Your house, your cars, your clothes, food, water, bathtub, showers, jobs, you name it.
Come on.
You won't need none of that stuff. Again, I must ask you, are you ready? The rapture of the church is about to happen. Amen. We really believe it's going to happen soon. It's going to change the world. Amen. A lot of people are not going to know what to do with themselves when the rapture happens.
Come on,
the loved ones are going to be gone. God is going to take the children out of this world. Amen. You're going to have to worry about them. The brothers already covered the trumpets. Amen.
Amen.
You think about the blood. When you turn on your faucet, remember the movie with Pharaoh and Moses?
Yeah.
Amen. And it turned the blood. That's how it's going to be. They're going to go to the sink to try to get water. Lord, have mercy. Nothing but blood. Gosh, Lord, have mercy. I can't imagine such a thing. The rivers will be flowing with blood. The ocean, blood, Lord have mercy. So you can't even get nothing to drink. Revelation, the 8th chapter, verse 12, the fourth trumpet. It says, and the fourth angel sounded, the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the star. It's going to be dark. Darkness is going to hit the land. Remember in Egypt when it got dark? It's going to get dark. You think about it, but if you get rid of the lights at night, it's going to be pretty dark. Now, I know we got night lights, but there's going to be so much terror going on, ain't going to be no night lights. The stars, the moon, Lord have mercy. It's going to be very dim. You're not going to know what to do with yourself.
I'm telling
when
you.
When these things take place. You're not going to know what to do with yourself. If you want to escape, come with me to Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. We call it the plan of salvation. I've been known to be called that for years. If you want to be saved, I call it the great escape. If you want to escape what's coming, if you want to escape hell, you want to escape death. Don't you know that the believers, when we die, we won't even see death? Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
We do die in this life. This body dies, but our soul don't. Our soul will never die. Our soul will never see the face of death. When we pass on, the angels of glory, the angels of God will come down, and get there. Be way, because see, God already knows. He'll say, go down there and get the brother. Go down and get the brother. Amen, Brother Jackson.
Yes.
God already knows when you're going to leave this world. And the angel will be right there already by your bedside. When you close your eyes on this side and take your last breath, you will have a new beginning in the spiritual world. Because
come on,
the world never ends. It's eternal. And on the other side, when you open your eyes, amen, the angels
amen.
Will be there. Amen. To take you back to heaven. Amen.
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 Brother.
Your soul will rest.
Rest.
Amen. Until the trumpet sounds. Your soul
Woo.
Will rest. Thank God. Amen. I'm just going to read 10 and 9, then I'm going to turn back over to the brother. Amen. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Yeshua and shalt believe in thine heart that Yahweh hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I believe that with all my heart, that God sent his son to die for my sins, and that God raised him from the dead, that God called him, amen, out the grave, and he
yeah.
had to respond. Amen. Don't you know the spiritual world realm is powerful? Our God
Ooh.
Is so powerful. We serve such a powerful God. Yeah, he's so loving. See, that's what I like about him. He's so much love. He loves you so much and desires to be with you that he desires to be with you for all eternity. And he's going to give you the opportunity. And he gives us opportunity every day as we breathe.
Every day.
Amen. To receive
Amen.
Salvation before it is too late. Go ahead.
Yes, Lord.
That.
Lord, have mercy. I thank you that for brother. Thank you for being on with me tonight.
Amen.
You being
all
on with me. I'm being on with you trying to tell somebody about this wonderful
Amen.
Salvation that Jesus Christ brought 2,000 years ago. We are getting ready to leave this planet. There's three more feast days to be fulfilled. And the next three is one is called Feast of the Trumpet, which would happen in September. Feast of Yom Kippur, which is October. And the Feast of Tabernacle, which is the last part of October. And these three feasts have not been fulfilled. The first four have been fulfilled. There's another feast coming called Pentecost that will happen in June. So when June comes, with June, July, August, September, we got about 4 months for the Feast of Trumpets. And this is the one that represents the rapture. That's what the trumpet represents, the rapture, really. And that Yom Kippur represents the return of Jesus Christ. And the Feast of Tabernacle is the millennium reign. Somebody out there is listening to this. I hope you understood what we was trying to tell you. And the simple plan is trying to tell you, you need Christ in your life. You don't need to go through the formations and try to be a Christian. You need to become
Amen.
A Christian. And the only way you can become a Christian is submit your soul to Jesus Christ and tell him, Lord, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry for being so nasty, bad, evil, wretched, naked. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, and I'm going to repent. I'm going to turn from that.
That's right.
I'm going to turn 180 degrees, and I'm going to fall down at the foot of the cross where you paid for my sins. And since you paid for my sins, Lord, I'm going to give my sins to you because you suffered for me. I don't want to suffer for my own sins. If I
Amen.
Suffer for my own sins, I can't go to no one place. I got to go to hell. And I don't want to go to hell, Lord. I don't want to die
That's
and
right.
be lost. I want you to come into my life. The Bible said if you confess with your mouth, you confess everything else, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus,
That's right.
that Jesus Christ died for you. And he suffered for you. He went in the grave for you. He got up on the third day morning for you. If you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, your spirit tells you, yes, I want it. Yes, I want it. I want to stop doing this crazy stuff I'm doing.
Amen.
I'm doing homosexuals. I'm doing drugs. I don't care what you're doing. You can be saved right now. And whatever you do, don't go to bed tonight knowing that you need Jesus Christ.
because you might not be here tomorrow. And I'm not making no prediction or nothing. You might not be here tomorrow. And if you die in your sleep, that's a bad thing. Accept Christ. Lord, the only thing you got to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry for my sins. I'm going to repent of my sin. I'm sorry that I sinned against a holy, righteous, loving God that loved me so much that he gave his only begotten son. And I want his son to come into my life that he can change me and deliver me from the pits of hell. In Jesus' name, amen.
This amen.
We love you. Man, brother, what you call love y'all out there. Don't